No electrical utility has ordered a nuclear power plant in the United States for more than two decades due to strict safety requirements, public fear, and cheaper alternatives. Nuclear engineers have been designing reactors for other countries. The crisis in California raises the possibility that a new generation of nuclear plants called pebble bed reactors will be built in the United States. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
For most graduate students, nuclear engineering is still an impractical career choice. You might as well study typewriter repair. But a few years ago at MIT, Andy Kadek, a professor of nuclear engineering, offered a quick course called The Politically Correct Reactor. Kadek assigned an impossible task: design a reactor that's affordable and efficient and safe. So safe that you could build it in the middle of a city. Kadek's class came back to one idea: something called a pebble bed reactor. It looks like a giant gumball machine.
We have our fuel in tennis ball size spheres that are continuously recirculated through the reactor. And the unique advantage here is that the basic technology will not produce a core melt accident, which people are concerned about in conventional plants.
The pebbles, those tennis ball sized things, are graphite on the outside and have uranium at their center. In the MIT design, 380,000 of these balls sit in a giant inverted bottle. With so many close together, chain reactions start. One uranium atom decays, flings off two neutrons, which hit two uranium atoms in different balls, causing them to decay, etc. The whole process generates heat, which is used to spin a turbine and generate electricity. Now, meltdowns happen when things get too hot and the fuel melts. The beauty of having graphite around the fuel is that the hotter things get, the more slowly the reactions go. The reactor is self-limiting. Even if everyone at the controls fell asleep, Kadek says, the fuel pebbles wouldn't melt.
It doesn't even come close. Let me just give you some numbers. We're talking about reaching a peak of about 1,500 degrees centigrade.
The pebbles have an outer shell that doesn't melt until 2,000 degrees centigrade.
And we're even 1,000 or several thousand degrees below fuel melting, even at 2,000. So the margins to safety are rather large.
So far, this is all on paper. Though there is one group that's almost ready to order parts. David Nichols heads a project in South Africa. He plans to build a pebble bed reactor and have it running in 4 years.
There's a chance to do something which hopefully is virtually entirely good. No such thing as a perfect thing in life, but this is a pretty good system which we're happy has very few drawbacks.
South Africa's national utility called Eskom looked at new options for electricity in 1992 and decided only a few seemed feasible: wind, solar, and the pebble bed. Nichols likes the fact that with pebble bed reactors, the radioactive waste is contained.
This fuel is in a graphite ball, which is therefore itself geologically stable, has in fact got about a million-year survival in a repository. So really, it's a very good fuel for disposal, as far as you can have a good fuel for disposal.
Nichols says the decision to pursue the pebble bed was purely economic. Uranium fuel is cheap, and pebble bed reactors can be built small, so the initial cash outlay is manageable. One reason the project looks affordable is that Nichols' group won't be constructing a full-fledged containment building, a last barrier in case of a meltdown. But they shouldn't need one, Nichols says. He cites the experience of German engineers who built a prototype pebble bed reactor in 1969.
They literally took this reactor, and to demonstrate safety, they turned off all its cooling systems and stopped the safety shutdown system from going in, and they stood back and said, let's watch it for the next 2 days. And the plant just sat there and didn't do anything.
These arguments were enough to convince the largest operator of nuclear power plants in the U.S., a company called Exelon, to invest $7.5 million in the South Africa effort. But pebble beds are far from a sure thing. Environmentalists and some scientists are concerned imperfections in fuel pebbles could lead to cracks. The pebble bed is up against other companies with their own designs for a new reactor. And many reactors that look good and cheap on paper don't always work out so well when someone finally builds one. Bertram Wolf, who formerly ran General Electric's nuclear program, sees another snag. One of the selling points of the pebble bed is that it's so safe it won't need a containment building. People used to say that about conventional reactors. Wolf remembers a discussion in the late 70s when some Russian nuclear designers had come over to the U.S. for a visit.
At the end of the meeting, I had coffee with the head of the Russian delegation, and he said to me, Dr. Wolf, I think that you here in the United States are making your plants too expensive. Those containments and those safety devices are too expensive. We think our plants are very, very safe, and if we thought we needed those kind of containments, we wouldn't build them at all. Well, as you know, Chernobyl demonstrated the need for containment.
If the government does require full containment buildings for pebble bed reactors, that could make them too expensive to build. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.